Learning Masechtas Yumin Daf Samach Beis Amin Aleph. The Mishnah, where it starts in the Brayse, it's on the end of Daf Samach Aleph Amin Beis, Kulam Etam Megondim Neshofim Beis Hadeshe. Divrei Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. All the Parim and Sirim, Rashi explains, in the Mishnah's Mavur, you can have multiple Parim, multiple Sirim. If it's Nishbach Adam, so you bring another Parim. Rashi says, if it's, you can bring one Parim for the Lefnai Lefnim, one Parim for the Pareches, one part for the matanis. So what happens to them afterwards? So here's the machlokes of Ezra Mishim. Ezra Mishim says that they're all burnt in Beis Hadeshen, because the din is the part of Yisrael Mishim Akburim has to be brought, chutz l'gemel machnus, so burnt in Beis Hadeshen, and the din is that whoever burns it, whoever is Isaac in the Shrefa, becomes Tameh, is begun to become Tameh. So Ezra Mishim says all of them have that din, they have to be burnt, chutz l'gemel machnus, and the begun to become Tameh. And the Chacham say no, only the last one held the Gemara by Kapara. What's this Svar for the Machlekes? So I want to explain it, I'll be the Yisaita to Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav says like this, when you have four Parim, that's the Gemara's Lashon there in Zvachim, in Daf Mem, right, and Mishnah really is three Parim, Mishnah, what are the four Parim, but anyway, when you have four Parim, so on one hand, there's a din by Yom Kippurim, that you need all 43 matanis, you need all the matanis to work. If you're missing one matanis, ma'akim. By parim and esrafim, by all the parim apnimiyim, and the siyim apnimiyim, chatas apnimiyis, you need every single hazaz ma'akim. But lemaisa, you could be mashal nazaris with a different power. So how does that work? So the Bishk Rav explains that mitzad the carbon of the power and the sar, vices, they don't need all 43 hazaris. Because you see, it's kosher, even if it's nishmach adam. If it has ein azayis lefnai lefim, it's already kosher. There's ein azayis on the parech, it's already kosher. If it has 11 azayis mizveach apnimi, it's already kosher. The din of the 43 azayis is a din mitzad avaydus yom kippur. It's not niskayim, you're not yaitzin the din of avaydus yom kippur without all the azayis. Even with the avid, you have to continue bringing a par and a sar until you get all of them. But mitzad the par that you were yaitze, it's zvikas lefnai lefnim, because the next par is starting off with oil mayid. That par is a kosher carbon. So there's two dinim you have to look. Does the par have a din of its carbon? There, you don't need no 43. According to the Chachamim, if you have the 8 in the fnai lefnim, the 8 in the oil mayid, the yaitze, according to Baz Shem, even with one yaitze. But there's a tonight. Lamaisa, if you don't have all 43 azayis, Lamaisa, none of them are going to be kosher. Because if you don't have all 43 azayis, it wasn't the sky of the Ninavadi singing Purim, so that's a ma'akiv in the kashers to the par. But the zrika of this par is only the zrika you did for this par. As I zak the brisker of, and the chayit's pasha that way. The chayit, each carbon is a separate carbon. It's a separate animal. And Lamaisa, you're not yaitza any carbon unless you have all the zrikas, right? So that's a dim inside of Vadi Shemiki Purim. So I think like this. So Rabbi Elazar Shimon holds that the din of Nisraf and Aves Hadeshen and Metam and Megadim is totally in the shame Parvasar Shem Kippurim. They all have a shame Parvasar Shem Kippurim. Even though you weren't Yetzu with it, Avedi Shem Kippur, because for Avedi Shem Kippur you need more, but it doesn't matter. And since it has the din of a Parvasar Shem Kippurim, so Mel, that is Mechayev, a din Sveifa, and that's Mechayev, a Tumam, a Megadim. Hashem the Chum hold no. The din sreifa nemsach mitzad the din of the Avodah Shem Kippurim. The parvasar that did the chalais of Avodah Shem Kippurim, that's the parvasar need sreifa. A parvasar that didn't twife yen a chalais, that doesn't need sreifa. So which parvasar did the chalais of Avodah Shem Kippurim? The last one. That's the nigmar kapara. So Mel Dafka, the last one needs the sreifa and smetama begadah. Now I saw in the Arsameh, Achil Sipsul Mikdash and Perak Alf Halacha Lamed, and the Mikdash David, Simach of Gimel, Eis Gimel, they both the Mechamel and Dov Recha, these two, Mary Dika Gedalim, that they say that the Machlaikis they have, Legabe, being Sarif, Abbas Hadesh, and Matame Begadim, who are the Legabe Akhtaris Emrim? That according to Abbas and Shimon, they all have a din of Akhtaris Emrim, and according to Chum, only last one is in Akhtaris Emrim. But Lulei Devarav, I wouldn't think so. They're all kosher karbanis. They're all yetzid din zrika. Why would they need akhtar semrim? They all have the mechadei sanat. Legabi the din sreifa, the Ida Gemara is saying, according to Chum, that's totally not in the, whether it's a kosher or karban, but that's totally in the Avodas Yom Kippur, only the part that has the Avodas Yom Kippur. So that's the Gemara Kapara. Hashem Ketarah's aim, if it's a kosher carbon, why should it do Makan Amirim? I'm not sure why the name on that way. Now the Gemara asks the Shailah, Kama Siyum Mishalech. Let's say you have multiple Siyum, and each one needs a Grala. So you have multiple Siyum La'azazel. How many Siyum should you send? So that's what Rav asked of Nachman. So Nachman said, of course only one. V'chi'edru Mishalech, you're supposed to send your whole flock? One. Amalei V'chi'edru Seirif. And you're supposed to burn your whole Eidah, you see that you burn more than one. And Rashi says, because it says, Akul Neshef of the Beis Hadeshen. So he answered, there it doesn't say Eisei, here it says Eisei, can't be to have more than one Siyum Mishalech. So the Chayyim, what was Rav's kasha? The Chayyim is safe, it's like a Bezmer of Shimon, the Chayyim say only Achron is Nisraf. So what's the kasha? Now also the Maskana Sen Gemara, which you have Eisei, you only send one, but which one do you send? So the Mahalik is Rapab Mishmei the Rav, Shim Mishmei the Rav. But according to Rapab Mishmei the Rav, you send the first one. So you're not sending one with the Gemara Kapara. But the Rabbanan say, the Lagabi being Sarifit, you only serve the one that's Nigma Kapara. So the Chara, that's also only according to the Blessed of Reb Shimon. So Ken Zayin, but the Svas Emes is Ma'ir on the Rambam, so why did the Rambam pass like the Chachamim? If Rava and Rav Nachman all held the Blessed of Reb Shimon, what's the Seif of Mayim Chayim for the Pri Chodesh, and the Seif of Lukutim on the Rambam, Nilchas Vayisquim, Barakai Alachatas? He also mentions it's Shaila. If you see that Rav and Rav Nachman held like the Blessed of Reb Shimon, so why is the Rambam pass like the Chachamim? So I'm claiming to say, Lefiyam explaining the Svar of the Chachamim, that what's the machlokes about Shimon the Chacham? Does Shimon hold that the din sreif is totally on being a part of the Sar Shem Kippur? You don't need that it should have the din avodah Shem Kippur. And the Chacham hold no, the din sreif is totally in the chalais avodah Shem Kippur. That's only the last one. So it could be the Gemara understood that the din seal azazel, the din shluch azazel is whatever sar is taka shutif to the seal Hashem, that's the seal azazel. And as long as the Seal Hashem is kosher, even if it didn't do an Avodah Yom Kippurim, so its counterpart is the Seal HaZazel. So Mela, when he asked the Kashmir Ka'ed Yosef, it means from Lez of Shimon Nishim L'Rabbana. Just like Lez of Shimon said that all the Par and the Seerim have a din, Par V'Sar Hashem Kippurim, but again, Sarif. So why did the Chacham hold not Sarif? Because they hold it's not totally in the din of Par Sarif Yom Kippurim. It's totally in the Avodah Yom Kippurim. So Mel, that's why not say. But the Seal HaZazel, the Gemara named them was totally in the shame Seal Shel Yom Kippurim. And the Mela, all of them could be a Seal HaZazel. That's what I would think of in Yoshev. Why the Rambam, why that's not totally in the Blessed Reb Shimon. Now Rabbeinu Hananel says the interesting thing. He says that the Blessed Reb Shimon in this Bryce says L'shitasa and the Chacham L'shitasayu of the previous Machlokes. Blessed Reb Shimon holds Yimachim Shepasuk Shamasnul. So Mela, they all have a kapara. So male, they're all nisrafin. Reb Meir holds it, no. You have to be maskil again bifnim, so it's batul the rishon. So male, only achron is nisraf, because that's gomer by a kapara. As I said, Rebbeinu Hananel. Now the rishonim bring it, Teis Hashanim, and the Teis Rosh, and the Ritva. But I think there's a machloek is what he means. The Ritva is very clear, and Teis Hashanim is mashmin esweyoso, that he's learning, we're talking about that it was nishbach before he finished the matanas of Afnai Olifnim. So Mela, according to the Rabbanan, it's a possible of power. So Avad, it's not Nisraf. And according to Zim Shimon, the Azayis of this power worked. You stop me Makim Shapasak. So Mela, it's a kosher of power. So Mela, it is Nisraf. That's really, so it's the same Machlaikis. But Kumtais, what about, according to the Rabbanan, if let's say you were Nigma the Matanis of Nayel of Nim, you just didn't do the Ayel Mayid. So then, the Ritva learns in the Rach, and the Chanami. So then the Rabbanim be maskim that they're both Nisraf. The Rabbanim only argue, because they hold that it didn't work. You have to start from the other one, you have to start over. So if it didn't work, you have to start over, so it's not Nisraf. Now Shein came, the Rabbanim are maskim that if you finish Lufnai Lufnim, so then you don't start over. So Mel, it did work. If it did work, so Mel, the Rabbanim hold that it's Nisraf. So Ritva argues, and Ritva says, no, Avad in the case of the Gemara is even if he finished Lefnai Lefnim, as they clear in the Rambam and Rashi that way. But the Teis Rosh didn't seem to learn the Rabbeinu Hananel that way. The Teis Rosh learned the Rabbeinu Hananel, it's in Lamdas. Rabbein holds each one as its own Kapara. So Mel the Achron Zikr, it's a Gemara Kapara. And it was Reb Shimon, go Lashitase, Homag Shapaska Maskal, so according to them, it's one Kapara. And they blive like one pair of a kula mitami. So Taisa Rosh is mashma that the lomdus is like this. Rav Shimon and Rav Lazar hold it's one big par. It's one big par, so they're all in the middle of Rasar Hashem Kippurim. That's why they can mitzvah with each other. Rav Meir holds they can't be mitzvah with each other, so they're all separate. Granted, you can have separate kapparas, but since they're all separate, so Mamela, the one that's Nishaf is the one that's the end, the Gemara Kapara, because they're all considered one big par. They're all separate. So it's mistamra that the one you're being saif is the one at the end. Mashaykin, Rav Elazar Shimon, the Yisrael of it, he holds it's all one big par. Otherwise, it couldn't be mitzvah. Since this is one big par, Samael, the whole matame. Now maybe you can say a drop different, that we explained the machlokes of Meir, Rav Elazar Shimon on the previous shiur. Not the pshat that Rav Meir holds, this is what we said, and this is what's going on also. It's not the pshat Rav Meir holds that there's four kaparis, there's three kaparis, whatever it is, that there's one kapar of Nayal Fnim, one kapar of Ayal Mayid, one kapar of Mizbech, and of us we all know there's 43 different kaparis. No, there was some maskim that there's no 43 different kaparis, but they hold the yaitza with this hazah. Each hazah could be yaitza. So since the pshat is that each hazah could be yaitza, even though it didn't shafa kapara, that's why they hold that the sign of the avaydus is a tziruf of everything together. It's mitziruf. According to Rav Meir, there's no tziruf. The pshat is each one needs a full chalais kapara on their own. Granda, the Torah was mechalik the kaparas into three kaparas. Good. But since they're not being mitziruf together, so male, the one that's called the chalais of avaydus yom kippur is the last one. He's nigma kapara. Mashengen, according to Rav Shimon, the sign of davar is it could be mitziruf. You don't need each one to have their own kapara. The kapara comes with tziruf all of them. So who within the avaydus yom kippur also come with tziruf all of them? And they're all nisif. That's what it seems be'erech with svarim of the Taisa Zerush. And now let's go back to, let's start the sixth parak. The Mishnah says, "Shnei siyum mekibur mitzvasin shi'shneim sham b'marim v'kaim v'dam v'kasan kachet." Maybe four things. They should look the same. They should be the same height. They should have the same value, and they should be brought together. So about looking the same, it's interesting. All the Rishonim, Taisa Sham, Taisa Zerush, they always bring the same thing. They bring the kasha. The Maran Sanhedrin, the Fayin Aleph, that a Ben Sari Mer, Lahoyev, Lasid Lias, because his B'nai Nuzad, there has to be the Av Yimay Yisham B'mara V'kayma. And that's impossible for a father and mother to look the same and be the same height. So that's the Kasha. If it's impossible for the father and mother to look the same and be the same height, so how could the goats look the same and be the same height? So I say, it's because people can't look the same. Everyone has their own type of face. Everyone looks different. Behemoths could look the same. But the Asakashi Yishalmi says that even two chitim don't look exactly the same. Okay, so he said that's exactly the same. Okay, they can't be exactly the same. But they have to be similar as much as possible. Rashi says Mara means that they're both white, they're both black. That means they have the same look. They're not exactly identical, but they look the same. But sort of Svasemma says that maybe they could be identical twins. The father and the mother of the Ben Sari Mara can't be twins because they can't be siblings. But maybe the goats could be identical twins. Come Ashtagal Chiddush, it doesn't sound like they bought necessarily identical twins, but that's what he ties. But the Shainim say that. The Shainim are saying that goats could look very, very similar, even though they can't look exactly the same, but that wasn't the mitzvah. Now, Domim, the Rishash says, it doesn't mean how much money you actually paid for it. That's not the point. The point is what the value is. That means they have the same value. In other words, if you have two that looks the same, but one is fat and one is skinny, I guess they look pretty much the same, but one is higher quality. So Mela, they had the same in the money. The Yishalmi says, Lashin, if the Shava b'damim v'loi b'shvach damim, ain't a mitzvasan. If Shava b'shvach damim v'loi b'damim, ain't a mitzvasan. The Chayim means like this, Shava b'damim means that they're worth the same. V'loi b'shvach damim, that Shava damim means when they actually cost the same, they paid the same price for them. V'loi b'shvach damim means they're worth the same, that's ain't a mitzvasan. The Shava b'shvach damim means that they have the same value. V'loi b'dam means he actually got a better deal on one of them. That is k'mitzvasa. But he brings the Taisus Yantif, he says it in the middle of his shmuz, that Mara and Kaima are both dvarim shebegufan, damim and the k'chasan ka'achas are both dvarim of chutz legufan. So they say, the Rishash and Asur l'kutim Mariach and the Mishnayis also says the same thing. He doesn't understand. Damim is also gufan. Damim is also gufan. K'chasan ka'achas is taka chutz legufan. It's an event that happened with them. But damim is something inherent, because we're not talking about how much he paid, we're talking about how much they're worth. That's Mamish Gufa. That's what they ask. I'm not sure if it's so shver. Maybe he meant that's also called Chutz Legufan. See, the Sfasemis also writes the same thing, but the Sfasemis has a kasha, which maybe isn't so shver. If one is fat and one is skinny, so they're not Shavah B'Mara. If it's a discernible difference in their value, so how is that Shavah B'Mara? That's really Nichol and Mara. So what does it mean, B'damin? That sometimes the other reasons that affect the price, not the price you actually pay, but the price you're supposed to pay, but he says, the mashal, it says, a shlishi lebeten is worth more. And you can't see if it's a shlishi lebeten. Egla tells a shlishi lebeten. It's worth more. So such a thing is called shavu bedamim. But then I also think he means it's begufay. It's something quality about the guf of the seer. The Tais Yantav, it says, it's chutz legufay. That sounds like he held us how much money you paid. And the Rishash and the Kutta Mariach are saying not that way. Now you also have to buy them together. And it says, even if they're not Shavah, it's Ksherim. If you bought them at different times, it's Kasher. So it says, what happens if one dies? Before the Agrola, you just get another Zug for the other one. So the Rishayim ask, but now it's not like Kachas and Ka'achas. Why should you get, why don't you just buy another two so it could be like Kachas and Ka'achas? So Tais Yishanim says, I mean, all the Rishayim say, because it's not Makiv. The Kasakai is not Makiv. So, Mel, we don't want to waste, we don't want to be Mafsid Kachim because of that. What are you going to do with the other one? If you're going to buy another two, what are you going to do with the other one? It'll be Mafsid Kachim. So, Tais Yishanim asked, Lamaisa, the Gemara is Mavur, whatever you bought for the Siri, the Shnei Siri and Kippurim, you could also use it for the Siri and Asa B'chutz. There's another Siri that has to be done, the Siri and Parashas Pinchas, and you could use, they're all called Siri and Kippurim, you could use one for the other. So, why don't you just use the one that you already bought for the Seir and Asa B'chutz and buy another two Seirim. So Tais Yishanim answers, it's the one that you already bought a Seir and Asa B'chutz, so you're going to have to waste the carbon. So, Mavur in the Tais Yishanim, that this din of Yikach Zug L'Sheni is only if you already have a Seir and Asa B'chutz. If you don't have a Seir and Asa B'chutz, so then you don't be Yikach Zug L'Sheni. You use the Sheni as a Seir and Asa B'chutz and you buy another two. Azel L'Chai Shtein the Tais Yishanim. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says the Gemara would have said that. Since the Gemara didn't say it, Vayis says, any time it dies, you just buy a Zug L'Sheni. What about Din of Chachas and Kachas? He says, not such an important din that you have to go Machzach Meshuggah for them. That's what he says. Ain a Kol Kach Choshek De La'arva V'alav Es Ashura. You already have, you're going to go, you take this seer which you bought for Sinas with them, now use it for Sinas and Bechutz. It's not worth it. As Isaac did once, you sent him a Chalikah says Yishanim in the Ritva. It was coming from the fact that the Gemara would have read it us. Now the Mishnah also talks about if you're any Magal, so then you have to bring another Zug. If you have to bring another Zug, so what's going to be with one of them? It's going to be Yira. You're going to be wasting one of the Karbanas. So if you own that Grol as Ma'akiv, so then Avada, you don't have a choice. You were already Magal, but now you can't just bring a counterpart because the Grol is Ma'akiv, so even though you're going to waste the first year, doesn't matter. Nagrol is Makav. If you hold Nagrol is not Makav, how come by the Kichos and Kachas we say just buy another one? Are you going to miss the Kichos and Kachas? We say it's not Makav. So why don't you say the same thing by Nagrol? The man the Yom holds Nagrol is not Makav. So why don't we say the same thing? It's not Makav. So may nefgimina. Now the Maskon in the Gemara earlier, it was Zicha a man the Yom that held Nagrol was Makav. There was a man the Yom Nagrol was a Makav. So we could set sign the Mishnah that a grolam is ma'akev. There was a havim in there though. There was a man the yomer that said originally that according to everyone a grol is not ma'akev. So that's the Rishayim's kashem. One thing I'm going to ask the kashem from the mission. The Gemara Suri already asked that kashem earlier on the sugya of a grolam ma'akev there. So Rishayim's teretz is like this. He says l'kichas and ka'achas the mitzvah is b'chayil. So Amel, it's not so chashiv. We don't have to waste the carbon for it. But Agrola, the mitzvah is on Yom Kippurim. So Mela, since the mitzvah is on Yom Kippur, that's why we have to do it. That's why we have to waste the carbon for it. So what does that mean? So I think what it means, and I spoke about this earlier, that the mitzvah of the Kachas and Ka'achas is not really a mitzvah of buying. There's no mitzvah to buy them. It's a mitzvah in this two seirim. There's a din l'chatchil in the seirim that have to be bought Ka'achas. If you don't have that din, it's gefelech. You already bought the not Ka'achas, so that's it. You tried to buy them kachas, one of them died. All right, you're not going to waste the carbon for it. Mashenken, even if the grola is not ma'akiv, there's a mitzvah called a grola. It's a mitzvah to do. It's one of the avodas Yom Kippurim. It's an avodah that's not ma'akiv, but you're missing out on this mitzvah. It's different. There's no mitzvah v'kasim ka'achas be'etzim. It's a din l'chatchila in the seir. For a din l'chatchila, you're not going to waste the seir. Now, she'ekein hagrola, which is done on Yom Kippur, that's a mitzvah to do. It's part of the mitzvah sayayim to do hagrola, even if all the hagrola is not ma'akiv. So, in order to mekayim this mitzvah, you have to do it. You have to get another two seirim. Otherwise, you don't have a keem of this mitzvah called hagrola.